police responded to a call about a shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville this morning. It's a private pre-K through 6th grade Christian school in the Tennessee capital. Police identified the shooter as Audrey Hale of Nashville. They said she entered through a side door and shot and killed 3 students and 3 adults. Police Chief John Cooper said the shooter arrived prepared.
There were maps drawn of the school in detail of surveillance, entry points, etc. We know and believe that entry was gained through shooting through one of the doors is how they actually got into the school.
Police gave unclear information on the shooter's gender, at first identifying her as a woman, before later saying the shooter was transgender. Nashville Police spokesman Don Aaron said officers encountered the shooter on the second level of the school.
They saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers. We know that she was armed with at least 2 assault-type rifles and a handgun.
Police identified 3 9-year-old victims as Evelyn Dickhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kenny. The 3 adult victims were Cynthia Peake, Mike Hill, and Catherine Kuntz. Chief John Cooper said the shooter was a former student at Covenant School.
Our investigations tell us that she was a former student at the school. I don't know what grade she's attended or grades, but we do firmly believe she was a student there.
Authorities said the shooter was armed with 2 assault-style weapons and a handgun. Police said at least 2 of the guns were obtained legally in the Nashville area. Assault weapons are the weapon of choice for many mass shooters in the United States. It's a fact not lost on a mother who happened to be visiting from Illinois and who survived the Highland Park, Illinois parade mass shooting last year. She took to the microphones ahead of a news conference to say she's had enough.
Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm from Highland Park, Illinois. My son and I survived a mass shooting over the summer. I am in Tennessee on a family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening?
She also laid out some chilling statistics.
Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws. And these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation.
President Biden addressed the shooting deaths, calling them sick, and has pushed Republicans in Congress to back his proposed reinstatement of the federal ban on assault weapons, which expired back in 2004. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.